that is totally unexpected. Because we know death when what is dead is dead. But yet, the story continues in a different way. We pick up in Matthew 28, verses 5 through 10. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." Amazing. This story that by all rights we should know the end of it. The end of this story should be that Jesus was buried and stayed in the tomb, and that perhaps we had his teachings but nothing else. And yet nothing could be further from the truth. What is transformational about Jesus, about encountering Jesus, is not his teachings, although those transform us over time. But what is truly transformational is that we meet Jesus. That he is alive. That we can encounter him. That today, that risen Savior still lives and we can be in relationship with him. It still is about Jesus. 2,000 years after he came forth from that tomb, it is still about Jesus. We love his teachings. We learn from those. But we must live in relationship with him. And that was the message of the disciple. The resurrection that Jesus raised from the dead. There's this transformation that takes place in the lives of the disciple. Those who are afraid, and Jesus says very well to these women, and we hear from the angel, if we hear from Jesus, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Live in a way that is not rooted in fear, but is rooted in the presence of the risen Savior." That's how he calls us to live. And there is this transformation that takes place in the lives of the disciples. And this transformation can only be explained by Jesus. And the message of the resurrection, that Jesus is alive. He became the center of everything. The resurrection is their message. Peter, who denied Christ, becomes the most courageous in his proclamation. In 1 Peter 1:3, it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Our message is Jesus. That is what we proclaim. We proclaim the risen Savior. Not only that, the resurrection was their claim. We saw him. We saw him. This is not just second-hand information. Acts 3:15. "And you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are the witnesses." And around these tables this morning are people at every single table who can say, "That's my story. I met the risen Savior. My life is different today. I am here this morning. I am where I am in life. I am who I am as a person because I met the living Savior. I encountered him. He is alive. And he lives in relationship with me." That's our claim. That's why we're here. We're not here because we hold to some religion. We're here because we have a risen Savior. And we can encounter him. That's why we're here. We live in relationship with the living Savior. And the resurrection was and is our hope. It is in Him we have our hope. Hebrews 6, 19 through 20 says, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain where our forerunner Jesus has entered on our behalf. He has become a high priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. Now, a quick translation of that. He lives and offers on our behalf. He stands there as the living offering on our behalf. His sacrifice on the cross, His resurrection, His defeating death allows Him to stand on our behalf. And as we enter into relationship with Him, we are made right with God. That all of what is in the past, all of what is in our future, all stand under His righteousness, His ability to stand righteous and holy before God. He is our hope. In Him we have an eternal hope. In Him we can face whatever the world brings. I love the verses to start with. He is my anchor. He is my anchor. Life is hard. Life sometimes feels like we're on a sea being tossed to and fro. And He is our anchor. It is in Him that we have our hope. The disciples knew it. They knew that they didn't have teaching to offer, they had a person to offer. My question for you this morning is, have you met the living Savior? The one that we celebrate today, whose resurrection we celebrate today. Have you met the living Savior? He can be your anchor. He can be your righteousness. He can be the one who gives you hope and takes away your fear. Have you met the living Savior? Would you pray? Father,